Hatchins podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special Hatchins Anzac Day edition podcast. My name is Alex and today I am joined with Ewan.
Hi.
Michael.
Hello.
And Miss Leonard.
Hi.
Coming up, we discuss everything to do with Anzac Day, from how to pay your respects at home to the true meaning of the Anzac legacy and how to bake that perfect Anzac biscuit. For our young listeners out there, what is Anzac Day, Ewan?
Well, Anzac Day is a national day where we get together to remember the sacrifice of the fallen soldiers who have served for our country. So it marks back to the first major battle in which Australian and New Zealand forces lost lives, which was in, obviously, Gallipoli. And, yeah, it's a day where we can remember the sacrifices they've made.
Thanks for the insight there, Ewan. Michael and Miss Leonard, I believe you're both involved with the Army Cadets. Miss Leonard, would you like to share with us who the cadets are and what they do?
The Army Cadets is an organisation specifically for young people between the ages of 13 and 17, up to 18. And it's not technically part of the Australian Army, but we take on the values of the Army of courage, teamwork, initiative and respect. And it's a leadership and a youth development organisation.
Cool. And what's your part in the cadets?
I'm a volunteer staff member. So I am one of the adult supervisors. So cadets is run by cadets and we're there to obviously supervise, make sure everything's safe and make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Awesome. And Michael, you're the current statewide warrant officer for the Australian Army Cadets. What does this mean?
Thanks, Alex. So currently I am the Southern Warrant Officer. So I am the current Bravo Company CSM. So what that means is a part of my role as being the Bravo Company CSM, it means I'm in charge of dress, drill and discipline amongst the whole company. So it means that I go around to the different units located at Bridgewater, Kingston, Warrain and Lloyd's Lane. And me and the CCOO, which is my boss, we go around and we inspect the different units and we find ways to improve them and how they're going and making sure that everything's running smoothly.
And how long have you been with the cadets, Mark?
Well, I actually started off in Air Force Cadets in 2015. Since then, in 2017, I moved over. I made the big switch and I've been in it ever since then.
How does your role in cadets really relate to Anzac Day and bring you part of this commemoration?
So a warrant officer is a quite traditional role amongst all the defence forces. The warrant officer in the Army, though, is, again, it's a very significant role because it's normally a company position and it is quite a high position to get to. So normally the people you see in a warrant officer role in the regular Army have been in for 25 plus years. They're quite a ceremonial role as well. Since they're focused on drill, it means they focus on that ceremonial aspect of drill in which marching around and parading is centred.
Yeah, that's awesome. So obviously last year that brought you to have the honour to carry the Australian flag during the Anzac March through the city. And this year you're leading the cadets at the Dawn Service. This year's Dawn Service is entitled Light the Dawn. What's planned?
So the Army has come out with a campaign called Hashtag Light Up the Dawn. This is where they're getting all their military members to stand at their driveway and hold a candle at 5:50 in order to signify the respect for the Anzacs. Cadets have come up with the same plan, so they're going to join on to the Hashtag Light Up the Dawn, and we're going to stand in our driveways in ceremonial uniform holding the candle in order to pay respects. As well as that, we've also been encouraged to watch the Australian War Museum, to watch the broadcast, the Anzac Day broadcast at 6 a.m.
Is this also something that you'd encourage other people in the community to go out and do?
Definitely. I think a big part of our community and the Australian culture is celebrating our Anzacs. It's a really big deal because we're coming back and we're coming to celebrate the people that have lost their lives for our country. So I would encourage everyone to participate in it.
And where would you find this broadcast, Michael?
If you look up the Australian War Memorial Anzac Day broadcast, it will come up on the website and it will let you know. It's also being hosted on ABC News and the ABC channel.
Awesome. Miss Leonard, if there was a student or a family member out there looking to get involved with the cadets, where should they go for information?
We've got several different places they can look. They can go to the Australian Army Cadets website, which is pretty easy to find on Google. We also have a Facebook page. So the Tasmanian Battalion has a Facebook page as well as the Bravo Company. And my unit 63 ACU, we have our own Facebook page as well, where you can get in contact with staff and find out how to join up. And we really welcome people to come along and have a try. At the moment, obviously, we can't parade, but we're organising online Zoom meetings and things.
Great. Thanks for that. Make sure you have a look online if you're interested in seeing what Cadets is all about. Another big question that always comes up on Anzac Day is, what does Anzac Day mean to you? Ewan?
Well, my family, we always attend our dawn service, our local dawn service in Taruna. And we also get a breakfast there, which is quite nice. But it's a really nice service with pretty much just our small community, where we get to pay our respect, obviously, to the soldiers. And so getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning or something, because we do a short walk to get there, so we go a bit earlier, it just gives you a sense of respect for what they had to go through. And I think that's something that's really important that I always can take with me on this day and always as well.
I think an important word you raised there, Ewan, was respect.
Yeah, definitely.
For me especially, I find it's a time for me to reflect and respect the sacrifices, especially my family. I have a couple of great-grandfathers who fought in the wars, and I know mum's side of the family especially had a lot to do with the army. So it's a time of reflection there. Respect is important as well when we respect those who are currently serving in the military. Michael, I believe you've got some family members.
I do. Currently, my brother is serving in the ADF, and previously my grandfather has served in the ADF.
Is the ADF somewhere you think you will be heading in the future?
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. I definitely want to head in that direction and head towards the ADF paths.
Miss Lynn, what does Anzac Day mean to you?
Well, as people have been saying, it's a time to reflect and remember. I mean, both my grandfathers, one served as an electrical engineer in the RAF over in Britain, and my other grandfather served in New Guinea as part of the Australian Army. And it's a time to remember the sacrifices they made and the work they did.
Thanks for that, Miss Leonard.
The next thing I know is something that's particularly close to your heart, Cusis. What are your tips and tricks to perfecting the Anzac biscuit?
Well, luckily for me, Mum's a pretty good baker, so I like my biscuits gooey, but the rest of the family likes them hard. So we often have a battle. My mum will take mine out early to make sure I get the perfect gooey Anzac. I know Miss Lennon's a keen baker. Any tips for perfecting the craft of baking?
Oh, I don't know, really. I'm actually going to try and make my first batch of Anzac biscuits later today. I've never actually made them before. So I didn't know about the gooey and the not gooey thing. So thanks for that tip, definitely. But I think the most important thing with baking is just have a go. Don't worry too much about measurements.
I know traditionally, I did a little bit of research into them. They were actually really, really hard. They joked that they could be used as bits of like memorabilia to remember from, because they were so rock hard that they would just stay that way forever. But personally, I like them gooey.
The biscuits is just one of many items that symbolise the Anzacs. The red poppy is another symbol widely used to remember and commemorate the Anzacs. What's the significance of the red poppy, Michael?
Thank you for that question there, Alex. So the red poppy is quite significant because it was the first flower to bloom after World War I in Gallipoli and the northern battlefields of France. And it used to be common folklore that the reason it was red was because it was the blood of their comrades. So what they used to do is they used to pluck them and wear them in remembrance of their comrades.
Right, I did not know that. Anzac Day is an important day in the calendar for the school community. Many old boys have fought and lost their lives, and many have returned injured or wounded. What does the school do over this time, Ewan, to commemorate those old boys?
Yeah, so around the school there's definitely plenty of areas where you can see the influence that this obviously has. The War Memorial Oval, for example, as well as our traditional Anzac Day Assembly. Obviously, this year, as it is in the holidays, we will be unable to have it on Anzac Day, but we will still be proceeding with an online assembly. where the names of all the fallen old boys are read out in a minute, and then a minute of silence is held so we can remember their sacrifice that they've made.
Especially when you walk into the Chapel of St. Thomas at the school and you look on the walls, you see the big honour board with all the names, and it strikes you as something that is quite significant within the school community especially.
And one particularly important one, Ben Chuck, who passed away in 2010, he is significantly remembered in the school for being a good man, and one of the most prestigious awards in the school, the Ben Chuck Good Man Award, was named after him after he passed away. Tragically.
Thanks for that, Ewan. That will just about do us. Thanks for listening to our special Anzac Day podcast, and we hope you learned something new. Thanks to Marco and Miss Lennon for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Ewan and Alex.
Be sure to stay tuned as we will be back again with another episode from our home learning series soon. Bye. Hutchins Podcast.